it would catch all the rainwater, big things with the staves.
Barrel.
What about the things that run around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
The hoops.
And a small version of a barrel that nails used to come in.
A keg.
If you were going to buy a fair amount of molasses, let's say, what would that come in?
Well, now, I've only bought molasses in the, in the mason jars or in the, by the quart, by the gallon. And I'm not real fond of molasses myself. Now, I can remember hearing my grandparents and relatives talk about buying molasses, and they usually buy by the stand.
What is that, a stand, a container? Or?
Yeah, it's just a large container, generally made of, if I remember correctly, wood.
Does it look like a barrel?
Yeah, it looks a lot like a barrel. In fact, I'd call it a barrel. Mm-hmm. But they, if it had molasses in it, they call it a stand.
Mm-hmm. Would they ever use that term for a lot of lard? Or about a stand of lard?
I've heard them talk about a stand of lard, stand of grease. But I wouldn't use it myself.
As far as you know, the one for lard was the same thing? Look like a barrel?
Now, lard, if I remember, lard was more likely to come in metal containers of some kind.
So we just say lard can?
Lard can. My grandmother would call it anything that lard was in would be a stand of lard. Didn't matter if it was 200 gallons or a pint.
Say the thing that you would use if you were pouring some kind of liquid into a small mouth bottle, you wouldn't want to spill it all over the place.
Funnel.
And a thing that you would use to make horses go faster, crack it over their ears.
A whip.
Say if you went to the grocery store and you bought a bunch of stuff, the grocery boy would put it in a what so you could carry it home?
In a bag.
That'd be made of
paper.
Say if you wanted to buy about 25 pounds of flour, what would that come in?
Burlap bag, burlap sack. And I also call that a croaker sack, which is a cloth, heavy cloth sack.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else in Chattanooga besides croaker sack?
Well, I've never heard anybody in Chattanooga call it a croaker sack.
Oh, really?
But in rural areas, croaker sack or burlap, mostly burlap.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, I don't know if the example I used was a good one. Would 25 pounds of flour come in a croaker sack?
Yeah, I think anything. Well, now, I can remember, that to me, a croaker sack is a big cloth sack. Now, as far as how many, the distinction as to how many pounds it had to be before it was a croaker sack, I don't really know, because you had 5, 10, 20, 25, 50-pound sacks, 100-pound sacks. And I really don't know.
Well, is there any kind of sack that you're familiar with, say, that maybe flour would come in that's not this burlap-like material that a croaker sack's made out of, that it's not made out of paper, some kind of cloth?
Yeah, but I can't think of a name for it. Now, the burlap sacks, croaker sacks, my mother used to tell me that they